In just a minute. To hell with the Ryman Auditorium. This is going to be the Rhyming Auditorium over here. It's our listener limerick challenge game. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Peter, according to a new report by digital security experts, hackers are stealing people's personal data, this time via what device?
Via not a cell phone or a computer.
No.
Hearing aids. A pacemaker.
I'll try to give you a hint. You think it's just making your stew when it's really stealing your data.
Making your crockpot?
A crock pot!
I'm surprised for two reasons. Yeah. A, because, mainly one. I didn't know you could hook up your cell phone to a crock pot.
It's 2016. Crockpots are no longer just a thing you use to make bean soup twice and then put away for the rest of your lives. It's a backdoor that hackers can use to get at your data. This is because these newest crockpots are internet-enabled. So you can use your smartphone to turn it on and off, which is all you can do because it's just a crockpot. This is why. So crockpots have become the new target for sophisticated data thieves. The next Mission Impossible movie will feature Tom Cruise being lowered into a pot of beans.
If you're too lazy to turn on your own crockpot, maybe you deserve to be hacked.
That's
maybe
true.
So how does it work?
The way it works is... So you have a crockpot that is internet-enabled, and you control it through your smartphone. Your smartphone is data-protected. Your wireless router is data-protected. But your crockpot isn't. So somebody who can walk by, get into your crockpot, use that to get into your phone and steal your data.
And they can jump into your crockpot, get in the stew, and then you eat them, and then they're in your body.
Yeah.
And then they can hack into your body.
It's like weird. You go over and you think you're just going to have some, like, navy bean soup, and instead it's like a Nigerian prince in there. And you're like, how'd you get in there, man? Peter, Congress has been reluctant to fund Zika research, but that might change because this week, scientists said Zika can result in shrunken what? That's exactly the right noise.
The same thing that testosterone shrinks?
Indeed.
I mean, that's a steroid shrink. Zika could result in a shrunken testicles?
Yes, indeed.
Oh, I said testicles on NPR. I'm just playing bingo on things I never thought would happen in my life. Okay, there we go.
Yeah, it turns out Zika virus can shrink them by 90% in some cases. So this is where we are. Millions of babies around the world might be affected by this, and Congress is like, whatevs. But then they're like, wait, you're saying it might affect my boys? This is a national emergency. The finding comes from lab tests on mice who responded, what the hell, scientists?